The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Thursday, June 29, 2023. Joana Tablada, Deputy Director General for the United States of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Cuba, denied the alleged responsibility of the United States in the growth of the private sector of Cuba. Tablada explained on Facebook that this sector arises and develops under the protection of the policies of the Cuban Revolution that citizens discussed and approved, which adopted economic guidelines and a socialist development model with the participation of new actors. She added, in order to give space to the private sector without renouncing to the primacy of the public and state sphere, the Constitution of the Republic was modified. She specified the U.S. is a major obstacle for both types of businesses and stressed that both groups suffer the repercussions of the measures taken by the U.S. against Cuba, the permanence of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade, and the inclusion of Cuba in the unilateral list of countries sponsoring terrorism. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez on Wednesday received the German Ambassador Heidrun Temple, who is completing her mission in the country. At the meeting, Rodriguez thanked the diplomat for her work in favor of bilateral relations and reiterated the will to continue to develop ties between the two countries, the foreign minister noted on Twitter. Cuba and Germany have ratified in several fields the will to work on strengthening political dialogue, cooperation, and exchange in areas of common interest. Several German groups have reaffirmed their support for Cuba and are carrying out campaigns to condemn the United States' economic, commercial, and financial blockade against Cuba. Russia's spokesperson for the foreign ministry, Maria Zakharova, confirmed regular direct flights to Cuba will be resumed as of July 1st. According to Zakharova, regular direct flights to Cuba will be operated by Aeroflot's subsidiary, Rossiya Airlines, and are contextualized in the ongoing development of Russia's air connection with other nations despite Western sanctions. Zakharova said to be deeply convinced this decision, taken on the basis of strategic partnership relations, will bring Cuba even closer. Lawmakers from Connecticut in the United States visited the venue of Prensa Latina on Wednesday as part of a trip to Cuba to strengthen bilateral relations and to demand an end to the Washington-imposed blockade. Geraldo Reyes Jr., James Sanchez, and Anabel Figueroa, members of the House of Representatives of the Connecticut General Assembly, and Edwin Vargas Jr., a former member of that body, met with Prensa Latina President Luis Enrique Gonzalez about the purpose of their visit to Cuba and their impressions. During the meeting, the U.S. legislators reiterated their interest in contributing to the lifting of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade that the government of the United States has maintained against Cuba for more than six decades, which they described as unfair. Sanchez stated that if they cannot bring about the end of the blockade, they at least want to relax it and promote collaboration in areas that are beneficial to both countries, such as trade, medicine, science, and sports. The Prensa Latina president thanked the visitors for coming to Prensa Latina during their stay in Cuba, which began on Sunday and will end this Thursday, and referred to the ongoing damage that the U.S.-imposed blockade causes Cubans, a policy that also affects the work of this news agency. The Dulce Maria Loynaz Cultural Center in Havana is paying tribute this Thursday to Cuban film critic Rufo Caballero in his usual digital space, Letra, the Cuba Literaria Portal reported. The event is aimed at promoting literary production in electronic format by Cuban publishers, institutions, and companies. Two books will be presented from the digital catalog of Ediciones Icaic, an imprint of the Cuban Institute of Cinematographic Art and Industry. The volumes available to the public will be Seducing a Stranger, the first in the narrative genre signed by Caballero, and Nobody is Perfect. The works will be commented by writers Victor Fowler, Francisco Lopez, and Daniel Cespedes in the Federico Garcia Lorca Hall of the Havana Institution. According to experts, Rufo Caballero was an excellent Cuban writer, essayist, literary critic, art critic, and professor, and is considered one of Cuba's most renowned art and audiovisual media critics. And in the international agenda, we have that. The 26th meeting of the Sao Paulo Forum is beginning this Thursday, 29th, under the motto Regional Integration to Advance Latin American and Caribbean Sovereignty. In session in Brasilia until July 2nd, the event is taking place in the context of a change in the correlation of forces in the region with leftist electoral victories in 10 countries. For the organizers, the 4 days of activities will be a space of exchanges and articulation of progressive, democratic, and left-wing forces, focusing on the discussion of challenges and directions of the continent. This meeting will bring together 150 representatives from 23 countries, including party leaders, social union, and popular movements in Latin America. Leaders from Europe, Asia, Africa, and North America will also participate as guests. Meanwhile, participants at the third seminar on social integration held in Chile consider that child labor is the result of inequality in the region, but it is also a reproducer of this scourge. The seminar was called by the Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean, ECLAC, and attended by government officials, academics, and representatives of global entities. Pilar Rodriguez, member of the International Labor Organization, recalled that inequality is a historical and structural characteristic in the region, which is sustained and reproduced even in periods of economic growth and progress. This, she said, calls into question that inequalities can be solved naturally only by generating greater wealth, as it encompasses other aspects, including the application of rights, creation of opportunities, means, and capabilities. Should the elimination of this scourge continue at this rate, it would take 15 more years, that is, until 2038, to meet this sustainable development goal. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.